President Biden will deliver an optimistic, positive message for America. He's going to talk about what Democrats have done in delivering laws that have helped the American family do better, from the American Rescue Plan to the bipartisan infrastructure law to the Inflation Reduction Act. And then he's going to contrast that with the chaos being caused by extreme MAGA Republicans. And I think he's going to show very clearly that you have Democrats, they're going to lead their way, and the best days are still ahead of us.
So I want to talk about the president's popularity numbers, job approval numbers, and some recent polling that's come out in the last 2 days, yesterday and today, in advance of the State of the Union, talking about what seems to be a rather pessimistic view that a majority of Americans have on the direction of the country. I mean, it's interesting. It seems to reflect what is still a very topsy-turvy economy, even with some really strong job numbers. Inflation's still an issue. A lot of people in these polls have reflected concerns about that, of continuing the possibility of continuing rising costs. You know, and they don't have a very hopeful view of where the country's headed. How do you frame those numbers with what, you know, you and the president and fellow Democrats have called a pretty successful agenda over the last 2 years?
So the numbers are the numbers. It's the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. Over 12 million jobs have been created under the Biden administration. And last month, the jobs report was amazing. It was over 500,000 jobs created, twice above expectations. So I do think our best days are still ahead of us. The job is definitely not done. We have to keep working at this and keep making sure that we continue to grow our economy from the bottom out. And the middle out we have to continue to keep growing our economy from the bottom up, then middle out.
On that note, the president is expected to highlight several social program priorities, and continue to emphasize the need to tax the richest Americans to help fund these programs. I mean, that's that approach always has mixed popularity. Americans don't like the idea of raising taxes on anybody, but certainly do like the idea of funding social programs that help lift more people up. I mean, talk about finding the sweet spot in this idea of taxing the rich to support more lower income Americans.
Like many Americans, I have had family members that have gotten cancer, and I'm very excited about President Biden's proposals to basically find cures for cancer. And we do need funding for that. And I do think making the wealthy and the top 1% pay their fair share is a reasonable plan to try to help cure cancer, as well as to help our economy continue to grow so that it helps everybody.
On border security, it's not a mystery to you, to anybody who follows politics, that Republicans have been hammering this relentlessly. Kevin Kiley talked about, he framed it as purposeful policies from the Biden administration that encouraged migrants to come here, talked about the data from the last couple of months, which saw some of the estimated biggest illegal crossings into this country from migrants over the last several decades, and their allegations that Democrats in general want weaker borders. Your response to all of that?
That is false. At the same time, we have not been in complete control of our border for decades. You know who said that? President George W. Bush. And you know who tried to shut down the border for 3 weeks, essentially, and then gave up? President Nixon. So this has been an issue over half a century. It's not a Biden issue. It's an issue that has been around with our country for decade after decade after decade. And the only people that can fix this is Congress with comprehensive immigration reform. And you know who opposes that? House Republicans.